Hey, Love Tribe. Today's episode is brought to you by one of my personal favorites, Cozy Earth. They've got something special for all the mothers out there. So anyone who wants to shower the special woman in their lives with love and the comfort they deserve, listen up. Hands down, Cozy Earth has the best sheets, bedding, pajama sets, and more. So today, I'm excited to share that Relationship Advice listeners get an exclusive 35% off discount. Simply go to cozyearth.com and use the promo code I do at checkout. The first time I tried their bamboo sheets, I was blown away. The comfort level is insane. I just love slipping into their seriously soft and cool sheets after a long day. And for a mom who knows that the struggle of sleep deprivation is real, Cozy Earth's temperature regulating technology has been a lifesaver. No more waking up sweating or freezing. But what really sold me is the quality of the bamboo sheets. They are by far the most comfortable sheets I have ever slept in. They are made to last years, which they have. I think at this point I have about 6 sets of them. And they have a 100-night sleep-free trial and a 10-year warranty, so you know you're getting something that is going to stick around. So if you're ready to prioritize your sleep health and treat yourself or the mom in your life to the luxury she deserves, head on over to cozyearth.com and use the promo code IDO for an exclusive 35% off. Because every mom deserves a good night's sleep, and with Cozy Earth, you can finally get the rest you need. Let's talk about a struggle many of us know all too well. Losing weight. Remember those days when everyone was on a juice cleanse or just basically hangry all the time? That was no fun for anyone. Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to shed those pounds. Today, I want to introduce you to Row Body. It's not your typical weight loss program. Instead of all the gimmicks, they offer access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. But here's the real deal. They pair these shots with simple lifestyle changes, helping you lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Plus, over 200,000 people have already seen results with Row Body. So what sets Row Body apart? The support. They handle all the insurance stuff for you and give you access to a provider whenever you need them. And the best part, you can sign up online from home, no doctor's appointments and no waiting rooms. Say goodbye to those days of hangry juice cleanses. With Row Body, losing weight is straightforward and sustainable. Take that first step today and say hello to a healthier, happier you. Kickstart your weight loss journey the right way and head to row.co/IDO. That's row.co/IDO. Sign up today for just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Remember, medication costs are separate. That's row.co/IDO.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in. We hope you're having a wonderful day wherever in the world you are listening from.
Yeah, we are currently in Costa Rica right now, avoiding the rains, although it's the beginning of the rainy season. So I think we're going to have a lot of rain coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, but you can't have appreciation for the sunshine without a little rain,
that
right?
That is so true. And
you can't have all the green, lush jungle that we have around here.
Rain is necessary.
I feel like there's a metaphor for life and relationships in here.
Yes.
But I'll spare you that.
Okay.
And some cheesy joke.
All right. Well, in today's show, we are interviewing Carolyn Hauser. And Carolyn is a German-trained naturopathic doctor, humanistic psychotherapist, and author of Blossom, 7 Steps to Sexual Healing. She has made it her mission to help as many couples as possible from feeling frustrated, stuck, and disconnected in their intimacy to feeling connected, excited, and fulfilled. And she combines her knowledge about emotional healing and spiritual truth to help couples reconnect and create an intimate relationship that fulfills their body, soul, and spirit.
And today we talk with Carolyn about the two main drivers of sex, one being our biological drive for sex and then the other for bonding, and how if we can shift to a bonding approach, we might see benefits. It's not necessarily for everyone, and she goes into the details, but the science makes sense. But basically, biologically driven sex, we get dopamine highs and then we get lows from the drop in dopamine. Whereas a bonding approach is more oxytocin based and more sustainable in a lot of ways and really makes sense. And she describes, you know, why you would do each, how you would do it. But it, if you're really wanting to implement this, which it sounds very interesting, probably have to read more in depth. And she gives us the tools to do it step by step. But this is a great overview and something to think about for approaching your sex life differently.
And as always, thank you all so much for tuning in, for sharing the podcast with your friends and family, for checking out our online course, SparkMyRelationship.com. For our listeners, you can register to get $100 off the course by going to SparkMyRelationship.com/unlock. And then also checking out all the free resources we have on our website. We have over 300 episodes plus a lot of free guides and worksheets for you guys. And that's at IDOPodcast.com. So as always, thank you so much for tuning in and enjoy today's show.
Today's episode is brought to you by our online course, Spark My Relationship.
Do you guys want to create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner in less than 90 days?
Yes. Sign me up.
Then you guys need to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. It is an online course, like I mentioned, that we created with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you guys the strategies marriage therapists teach their clients.
We talk about it on the show. Relationships take work. Sometimes they function pretty easily and you coast along, but we've found the reality is you have to do work sometimes and to make them better, to change them so that they're more satisfying for both partners.
And you've made it here. You've made it to listening to our show. So you guys probably already know that a little bit, but what you might not know are the specific tools and exercises that you need to create those lasting and positive improvements in your relationship. And like Chase said, change does not happen on its own. It takes hard work. And that's why we created the course.
Spark My Relationship is designed to infuse your life and relationship with fresh passion, skills, and wisdom. And it's a self-paced journey that's perfect for turning up the heat, having some fun together, and revolutionizing your intimacy and communication.
And just some tools and strategies that the course includes is to how to eliminate unhelpful old habits, develop mindful awareness to help improve your stress management, learn healthy and successful communication tools, create a deeper and more intimate bond, and strengthen your couple microculture, which you will find out what that is. In the future together. So for our listeners only, we're offering a special of $100 off the course. Visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to unlock your discount. And there is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there really is no reason to not give it a try. So go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock for $100 off. Hi, Carolyn. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Today, we're going to talk about sex. I love saying that at the top because it gets our listeners' attention. And we're going to talk about what our sex lives have to do with preserving our unions. So we talk a lot about sex and communicating around sex on the show. Obviously, it's an important part of relationships, or it might not be so obvious sometimes. So can you tell us why we need to think about this as a way to preserve our relationships.
Yes. So I stumbled upon what I'm going to share about out of sheer desperation, because in my own story, I had one relationship after another fail. And in the same time, I knew that I was meant to have an amazing relationship. And I also knew that my purpose was to help heal the feminine and masculine in myself and on the planet. And I was getting more and more frustrated. And as luck would have it, a friend of mine introduced me to a book called Cupid's Poisoned Arrow. It's not written by me. It's written by a woman named Marnia Robinson. And she spent 16 years researching kind of like why our unions or our relationships fall apart. And her story was similar to mine, where things would start out great. And then over like 2, 3 months, 4 months, they would deteriorate and she'd be single again. And so what she found through her research is that we actually have two programs for lovemaking or for sex. One, that's the one that we all know, is biologically driven and leads to procreation, and unfortunately also to separation and dissolution of the bond. And then there's a second one that we don't know of, that nobody talks about, that we're not in, you know, it's not taught in school, that has to do with bonding-based behaviors that strengthen our unions and makes it so that our marriages or relationships really become bulletproof.
So can you talk a little bit about each and how we can frame them in the context of our relationships?
Yes. So the way that we are used to making love, right, with having orgasm, biologically speaking, several things happen. The first thing is, biologically speaking, we are programmed to have sex with as many people as possible for the survival of the species. So that's not helpful to somebody who wants to be in a, you know, a pair and in a long-lasting relationship. So subconsciously, our genes want us, and this is true for men and women, they want us to spread our genes as what genes, not the pants, but the genes, as widely as possible. So the way that our body or biology does that is through chemicals. When we do have an orgasm, we basically go on a dopamine high. Dopamine is super addictive. It's a feel-good drug. It makes it so that we have like a high, an explosive high, basically, and we all know what it feels like. But unfortunately, afterwards, we drop as low as we went high. And most of us don't really feel it because we're so busy in our everyday lives with, you know, having coffee and other stimulants to override it. And we don't put like the way we feel together with having had an orgasm. But when scientists look at our neurobiology and brain chemistry, they can see that after we have an orgasm, dopamine spikes and then it drops lower than it was before. And it leads to us perceiving the world and our partner differently, because we literally fall into a low, and that low lasts for 2 weeks. Most people self-medicate and have another orgasm right away, or do other things. So it's a biochemical thing that happens. And because we are human beings and our hormones greatly affect us, the shift in the hormonal shift taints the way we feel about ourselves and our partner. And we start honing in on all the things that are wrong with our partner, because we're basically not feeling good. So that's what happens with the regular way of lovemaking when we have orgasms that lead to this. That's why it leads to disconnection. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And can we dive into that just for a second? So obviously when we have orgasm, that feels good. And maybe we feel more connected when that dopamine's pulsing through us, and then it starts to dissipate. And whether we realize it or not, then that could negatively frame things about our partner in the relationship. But you said often we self-medicate like to bounce back from that low. And I might be jumping the gun. You might be getting ready to explain, but how do we, that's in our biology. So then we may be having sex again to not feel that way. what should we do with that information? I guess because it sounds scary. It's like it feels good, it's all this dopamine, but then it's bad and can be, I guess, bad for the relationship when we hit that low.
Yeah. And the thing is, dopamine in general is not good for us. It's super stressful for us and our bodies to have dopamine high. So it's really not what makes us feel balanced and blissful. Dopamine is not a hormone that we actually want to. It's, you know, that's what addictions are made of.
When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. Makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not going to lie, their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero Bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero Bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at HERO.CO.
They all have to do with those dopamine cycles. So ideally, when we know this, we learn about a different way where we don't engage, where the dopamine doesn't get triggered. And in the beginning, that could feel boring and shallow because we're used to them. Extremes of the high and the low. But in my own experience, over time, the stability and the well-being and the lightheartedness and the good feelings that come from not having an orgasm. And most people say, oh my God, are you crazy? You want to take orgasm away? That's the one thing where like that makes us feel connected, that makes us feel good. And when that comes, you know, when that argument comes in the couples that I work with, I try to tell them to just have an open mind that there's something that might be even feeling better than an orgasm. And it's hard to imagine, you know, for people. But over time, the feelings of closeness and stability and pleasure increase with doing just making love in a different way that's not including an orgasm. So it's basically making, and there's a lot more to it, but, you know, I'm just giving you the, like, over the bullet points, the overview. It's much more about being present with each other in the moment and allowing that to be pleasurable than being mentally focused on getting somewhere. The being mentally focused on getting somewhere, the anticipation is actually what releases the dopamine. And so when we start training our brain to starting to be hooked to something better, oxytocin is the other, that's the bonding hormone. In my own experience, it didn't take very long for me to have that feel much better. And then when I did have an orgasm, the orgasm literally felt like a blip. And I was like, what was that just now? Like, because it's a different kind of a high. It's the best way I can describe it is over time when you practice bonding-based lovemaking, you and your partner start floating on cloud 7, not just when you're making love, but all day, every day. If you want to for the rest of your life, basically, because hormonally you're just very differently balanced.
Okay, this is starting to make sense. I understand, you know, I'm hearing sex is bad. Don't avoid, or orgasm is bad, rather, avoid those lows. But I think what you're describing, and we want to continue to dive into this, but is more balance. You've said it a few times. So it's because of our biology, we have these dopamine spikes. It creates a lot of stress and it's good short term, but long term, it's like up and down, like these big mountain peaks, but then these big valleys where, mm-hmm. where if we can do bonding based lovemaking, it'd be a little bit more stable and equally as pleasurable and more sustainable. And you're still having an orgasm in there. You're just not tied to the idea of that's what you need or like even consciously or unconsciously through our biology.
You don't have an orgasm anymore. It's a different kind of a high.
So let's talk about the bonding based lovemaking and how a couple can approach that while still, how do you frame it? Like, want to have an orgasm. I'm not saying tied to that, but how can they just frame everything so that's just not even on the table, I guess? I'm at a loss really for words of how to frame sex without that, I guess.
Yeah. So usually when people come to me, you know, they either are on the roller coaster or what also happens is because people get so worn out, they don't have sex anymore, right? So there's two scenarios that happen because of this, the roommate situation, friend zone situation, or the couple that's on the roller coaster. When either of them come to me and they hear this, what I tell the guys is that you're going to have way more sex than you've ever had in your life. So they're like, okay, you're going to have sex every day. Maybe even twice or three times. Like, how is that? And you're not going to be exhausted from it. You're going to be nurtured and vitalized from it. So that's intriguing, right? That's a selling point mm-hmm. for the guys. The women are usually more sold on the idea. And then I make them read the book because Marnia spent 16 years gathering all the evidence and all the research and, you know, way more than I can tell you right now in like a half an hour. And so I make, before I ask them to make a decision about this, I give everybody the book. I make them read it. And by the end of the book, most people are like, oh my God, this is making so much sense because there's so much science and so much data that, you know, it's hard to debate. And then, so that's step one. And the book is kind of dense because, like I said, it's like 16 years of research in science and data. And then at the end of the book, there's 21 days of practices, basically, that people can do. And Marnia doesn't really teach. I mean, she's not coaching or teaching. She describes what you can do. So then when I help people to transition, I really take them through a much longer process where they learn to retrain their brain away from anything that they're addicted to, like being in their body more, and helping them become aware of what kind of mechanisms they use to stuff their emotions and so forth. Like, that's way before I asked them to actually start the practice, right? They learn to be really in touch with themselves. They learn to allow their emotions. They learn how to process their emotions so that by the time when they start implementing the bonding-based lovemaking, because it can be frustrating in the beginning. You know, you can be sexually frustrated because you're not quite in the bonding-based bliss world and you're not getting the orgasm. And so by the time that they learn to transition, they have tools to know what to do with their frustrations and their pent-up energy and so forth. So it's really tricky to just read the book and try to implement it without having the emotional support and the somatic support around it, and learning almost like a new language around energy and your own energy, if that makes sense.
Yes. And obviously it seems like an in-depth process, and definitely interested in checking out the book. What would you tell someone listening that's like, well, our sex life is good, we're both satisfied, lots of orgasms happening, and enough to breach the valleys, and it just feels okay. Why would we change anything?
Well, you would only change anything if you feel like you're not completely connected, if you feel like you're fighting a lot, if you feel like you're arguing, if you feel like you're miscommunicating, if you feel like your relationship is really not what you had hoped to. You know, if your relationship is only okay, I'm telling you, it could be way more than okay. It could be, you know, you could have honeymoon feelings every day for the rest of your life if you practice this.
Okay, I'm sold.
No, but I'm me too. That's what got me. Because that's what I want.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And it makes sense scientifically, like just explaining dopamine and oxytocin. But without reading the book, can you maybe explain what it looks like to start to put this into practice?
Yeah. So ideally, you know, once you have learned a few tools around how to process your emotions, how to communicate better, you feel more comfortable about communicating, you have start, there's bonding in the book. There's a whole page on bonding-based behaviors. They include eye gazing, touching, kissing, you know, like just the whole list. And you start using those. The first thing is to decide, you know, to decide that you're really 100% in, and it wouldn't work if only one person is 100% in and the other not, because you will sabotage each other. So you have to wait or learn enough or go through your process until you're really ready. Both of the partners are really ready to say, okay, I'm going to commit to just 1 month of having bonding-based lovemaking and seeing how I feel at the end of the month. And so when the couple is ready, then what's really important is to have a super clear schedule and to stick to the schedule. And the ideal schedule really looks like being together in the mornings, being together in the evenings for at least a half an hour. And that can be intercourse, but it's just way slower. It doesn't have to be, but it usually feels good to have intercourse. And then to have like 2 or 3 longer stretches during the week, during the day, where you're not tired, where you can really go into a deep relaxation, like 2-3 hours, to start having the mushroom cloud feeling. The difference between normal or regular sex and bonding-based lovemaking is that the high comes from your ability to relax deeper and deeper together and start circulating energy. And so it is a practice that requires time and dedication. And so I ask couples to commit to doing that for a month, and then to see how they feel and go back to the way that they normally have made love. And generally, you know, the more you go back and forth, the more you realize what feels good and what doesn't feel good. So they can make their own decision, you know.
Before we continue on, we want to tell you about today's sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. In 2021, it's definitely okay to talk about our mental health and happiness. Chase and I do it regularly on this podcast, and it really helps us a lot to be able to discuss our issues and help find solutions with the therapist. Humans aren't meant to keep everything inside, and therapy definitely helps. But what is therapy exactly? Well, it's whatever you want it to be. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship, or you're super happy, but you want to be proactive in your relationship and learn some tools you might need in the future. Or maybe you just feel overwhelmed with life and need someone to talk to. Whatever you need, don't be ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better today because you deserve to be happy. And now you don't have to worry about finding an in-person therapist near you to help. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and I Do Podcast listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/I Do. That's betterhelp.com/I Do. A lot of the exercises that you're talking and the way that you're talking about lovemaking sounds very similar to, we've heard on the show before, like tantric lovemaking, like with the eye gazing and like really connecting with mm-hmm. the partner and not necessarily even having intercourse or an orgasm, but like just that creating that intimacy. So is it similar to that? Do you find similarities in what you're the bonding lovemaking in relation to like tantric lovemaking?
So in its purest form, tantra really is about seeing, or maybe worshiping is not the right word, but kind of like loving the divine in the other person, right? It's not really, it's a devotional practice. It's not about sex. And so what it, in its purest forms, and then it's been taken to all kinds of, you know, mm-hmm. things and yeah. ways where it's just about learning to be sexually free or whatever, and you know, mm-hmm. having no inhibitions. And this is just my take on it. Mm-hmm. So in its purest forms, definitely the intention is similar. In tantra and in bonding-based lovemaking, or karetsa, as it's also called.
Hey, Love Tribe. I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their client. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100. Hey, Love Tribe, I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
It's really about learning to take your intention or attention away from you and having your attention focus on loving the other person through your touch and through your energy. So it's really, it's in a sense also practice to learn to love unconditionally and to be aware of, you know, oftentimes when we make love, we touch the other person because we want them to get turned on so that we can have sex, right? And so that kind of a touch does not work in bonding-based lovemaking, for example, right? Because the energy starts flowing when you're open and giving, basically. That's one of the secrets to it. So it's more than just a sexual practice. It's really a practice of embodied loving, I would say. And that's, you know, from my understanding, I've never studied Tantra that much. But from what I've learned about Tantra, in its purest essence, that's what Tantra is also about.
You just said it's a practice to making love unconditionally, whereas usually it's done conditionally, like you touch in order to turn them on. So how can we put into practice loving unconditionally but still being physical?
Yeah, so when you're making love and your whole intention is on loving the other person, and the other person is doing the same thing, you're receiving a ton of, you know, you're receiving a ton too. And so it's to translate it into practicality, it's more about being tuned into the other person and what they like in terms of touch or kisses or another way of saying it is like just really being in sync with each other.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so that would be in line with bonding. Mm-hmm. Lovemaking. And it seems like also a theme is not being tied to orgasm as a goal here. How can someone frame that if they're going down this path?
So anytime there is, our mammalian brain is what is basically the driver behind the bond, the procreation-based program, the biology. Anytime that we start to have genital friction, which we think is like sexual energy, or, you know, that's what we think means, it means to be turned on, we engage that part of our brain. So when we don't have a lot of genital friction, like when we're not pounding or thrusting or, you know, doing it like, doing anything crazy to manually or mechanically stimulate our sexual organs and instead learn to like, be together and feel and relax, and it's just very different. I know this, you know, this might sound like, you know, and for the guys, the question is always like, well, how am I going to stay hard? You don't even have to stay hard for this to work, you know. So a complete paradigm shift. Then something else starts happening, and what we think, you know, sexual energy is actually just genital stimulation. So we're moving away from that so that we don't engage that part of our brain, and so that something else in us can start circulating and happening. And it's really hard to describe, and I'm hoping that people get intrigued enough to try it and see for themselves.
That makes sense. I think starting to understand this more deeply. So with you saying it's not the genital friction. And so when you're talking to someone new, maybe you're dating or it's your partner, and you become sexually aroused, and there's you're not talking about sex, you're not making sexual innuendos, you're not touching each other, you just hear that person and they're talking about, you know, helping others, and you're like, wow, that's great. And that turns you on because you're like, this is a really amazing person, and you're connecting, or it's like someone you know, and you're connecting more deeply with the things that you love about them. Is that a little bit of what you're talking about?
It's more physical than that. You are physically turned on, but just not just because your genitals are stimulated.
Right.
Like your skin and everything, like every touch, everything feels super exquisite and super delicious. And just like, oh my God, I want more of this kind of a thing. You become much more sensitive to your senses become much more sensitive because the way you make love is way less mechanical and way less, you know, like literally like way less friction on your organs. And so things become super delicious feeling on your skin, and even in your, on your sexual organs and everywhere on your physical body. Very physical. It's not about not being physical.
Can you talk a little bit about how the difference when it comes to that between males and females? Because we've had people on the show that they've talked about, like with female sexuality, a lot of how we respond is more of a responsive. I guess just a quick example, and this may be very stereotypical, but you know, they say like men think about sex way more often than females. It's not necessarily always true, but sometimes a female doesn't necessarily want to have sex until they're turned on by their partner, and then they want to have sex. So it's very, I'm explaining it horribly, but it's basically that women sometimes need to be turned on to feel sexual. And so how does that play into what you're talking about, and does that make sense at all?
Well, you know, we all have, you know, not we all, but a lot of us have a lot of confusion around sexuality, men and women. Women more so than men, just because when we grow up, you know, it's not cool like to have lots of sexual experiences. When you're a guy, it's cool to have lots of sexual experiences and you're more of a guy. When as a woman, you're a slut if you do that, right? So, and then also depending on what kind of trauma people have gone through, some people are just might just be really scared and disconnected from their bodies, and sex becomes more of a chore. Or they, you know, there's a lot of people too where it's not pleasurable, you know, where it's some a cause of a lot of stress. And so, what I've experienced is that when you transition into bonding based lovemaking, it actually brings healing to both genders because it takes the stress out of it, and all the pressure for the guys in terms of performing and for the women in terms of like needing to be somebody or something, you know, needing to be sexy, like that's all taken out of the equation. Or, you know, like because the visual stimulation again has to do with the procreation based program. So in bonding based lovemaking, we're not that you can't be sexy, but It's completely a different paradigm where it's not about me being sexy and turning the guy on or the guy turning me on so that I get wet. It's just a completely different practice, and it is a practice, right? So you don't rely on those external factors. It's almost like, you know, you meditate every day or you brush your teeth every day. This is what you do to as the hygiene for your relationship, basically. And because it feels amazing and it makes you feel really closely connected and bonded over time, it doesn't feel like a chore or anything. It's actually something that most people really want to do every day. Is that answering your question a little better?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And biologically, as you're saying, and we have to trust the science, which we do, is that, yeah, it's just more sustainable than these dopamine spikes and up and down. And that feels good. And it's, would you say there's nothing wrong with that necessarily? But if you're just looking for a different approach, that this might be something better. But some people might like the dopamine spikes. Obviously, we like it biologically. But would you say that that's never the right kind of framework to look at sexuality in a relationship?
It just depends on what you want, you know. So if you want to have a completely connected, harmonious union, I do believe this is the way to go. If you're somebody who that's not necessarily what you want, then there's no necessity to do anything differently. If you're happy with the way your relationship is, you know, then don't change it. But this is something for people that really, really love each other, and for some reason their relationships are on a roller coaster. They feel like, for some reason, you know, they're like, we love each other, we don't understand this. Why are we having, you know, why are we having problems? Or for people that love each other, but they're just roommates and they don't end up being roommates for the rest of their lives. I believe that this is the solution. You know, if they truly do want to have an amazing relationship where you have honeymoon feelings every day, then that's the way to go, basically. And like I said, everybody should make their own experience. They should try it once and then go back and then be their own scientists, you know, and decide for themselves. That's the only way to do it, really.
Absolutely. And we are excited to have this new perspective and new approach. I know I'm sure it's nothing completely revolutionary in the sense that you came up with this and no one else is proposing it, but it does go contrary to our biology in the sense of, like, we want more dopamine. Let's keep doing that. Mm-hmm. And it kind of requires us to pull back and take a more conscious approach. And we love that. And you've given us and our listeners a lot to consider and think about and to learn more about. So thank you for that. And before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they should go to learn more about this bonding approach to their sex lives? And if there's anything you want to emphasize or that we skipped over, and then we'll say goodbye.
They can check out my YouTube channel. It's just a YouTube and then Carolyn Hauser. I have a lot of videos that actually show practices and talk more about this and the science. And there's more and more people coming out with books. And I don't know if anybody else is really teaching it and taking people under the wings. But I just want to, you know, what I tell my clients or what I live by is that we don't have power over other people or out of circumstances. The only thing that we have power over in this lifetime is our own energetic state. And when we can be in a high vibrational state of being, we experience bliss and our life becomes paradise. And there's several components to being able to live in this state of bliss. And I believe that bonding-based lovemaking in terms of our love lives is one of the things that in that area will contribute to us being stable and blissful individuals and having everything that we dream of. So those are my parting words.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll have the links to your website and those resources you mentioned in the show notes and the podcast description. And thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show, guys. As always, the links will be in the podcast description as well as on the show notes on our website at idopodcast.com. And while you're on our website, we hope you guys check out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge. It's a challenge where we send you a daily email for 14 days with easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And it's honestly just a whole lot of fun to do with your partner. It's something new, and we think you guys will really enjoy it. So check it out. And while you're on the website, There are tons of free resources, as well as more information about our online course, Spark My Relationship, where our listeners can get $100 off. So check that out. You can go directly to the course website at sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. And that's where you can get the $100 off. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.